We want to check in on Haiti because in recent days, supporters of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide have been protesting a judge's order for his arrest. Jacqueline Charles covers Haiti for the Miami Herald, and she joins us from the studios of WLRN in Miami. Jacqueline, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I wonder if you could just remind us why Aristide returned to Haiti in 2011, a year after the horrible earthquake there. And what has he been doing since then?
It's an interesting question because Aristide, President Aristide, has never really spoken about why he decided to return. But what we do know that there were issues in South Africa because of his long extended stay. But he came just months after another former president, Jean-Claude Duvalier. And so both of them are now in the country. But they've been living very different lives. While former President Duvalier has been seen about town, driving his car, he attends official events invited by the current president, Michel Martelly. Aristide has basically stayed out of sight, with the exception of a brief appearance last year when he was called to court in order to testify before an investigative judge, which is similar to a grand jury in the U.S., on an ongoing investigation on the murder of a famous Haitian journalist, Jean Dominique. He has basically stayed out of the public view. But now, Aristide, according to leaks in the Haitian press, has been summoned to appear before another judge. And this has to do with decades-old allegations of corruption, drug trafficking charges that took place during his tenure between 2001 and 2004.
Okay. But I understand that this latest summons has caused some significant unrest, that protesters took to the street in front of Aristide's house to block anyone from entering because they believed that police were going to go and arrest him.
Yes, indeed. What has happened in the last couple of days is that his lawyers, who I've spoken to personally, have told me they have never received any legal notification of a summons, that everything they know or they hear has been in the media through leaks. They have not had any conversations with the judge. And the latest development or the latest leak was that there was an arrest warrant that had been issued for the former president after he failed to answer this summons. And so this has caused a lot of consternation among his supporters and among other people who say that this is a political move. His attorneys have now appealed to Haiti's Supreme Court. And they're basically asking that the judge in this case be recused. What they're saying is he is not qualified to be a judge. So because of that recusal, what we understand is that everything has now been put on hold. But this is Haiti, the land where the impossible is possible. So who knows? In the next couple of days, Aristide may decide to show up, or the judge or the police may decide to execute that warrant. I mean, no one, including his own attorneys, really know what's going to happen next.
Right. So I'm curious what difference the presence of all these former presidents in Haiti is making in the actual lives of the Haitian people. I mean, we've been talking about Aristide. You mentioned Duvalier having a much more public profile. I mean, has any of this had any effect on, let's just say, even just the current governance of the nation?
You know, when Duvalier returned, that was a huge shock, especially for people who lived under that regime, who were forced to go into exile, including journalists, who there was no freedom of the press. I mean, it really was shocking to them. But now it's been about 2 years, and so they're there. I possibly think that Aristide probably had more, quote unquote, power or was more influential when he was outside of the country than being inside of the country. But in terms of the governance, what you have found is a number of people who are very close to the Duvalier regime or who believed in that ideology, they are involved in this current administration, this current government. And that in itself has caused some consternation. But so far, we really haven't seen, you know, there have been some attempts by the current president to sort of be kind of like the buck stops with me, you know, in a country where the president really is not that powerful according to the Constitution. And so other forces have always said, no, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. We've lived under a dictatorial regime before and we're not going to go back there. But these constant court hearings, these rumors, it does start to affect in terms of the larger picture of moving on.
Right.
I mean, right now, Haiti is in the midst of an election cycle, trying to stage an election that's more than 2 years delayed. And so when you have these rumors about Aristide, it becomes a distraction from the larger governance issues, things like elections that need to happen, that are necessary part of democracy.
Now, Jacqueline, I think a lot of people have the very fair criticism that the media only, or the media writ broadly, only really touched down in Haiti following a disaster or turmoil there. And obviously that was true in the wake of the horrible earthquake that happened several years ago. So I'm just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what day-to-day life is like for Haitians today. I mean, it must be more than just disaster and turmoil. What's life like?
It is more than disaster and turmoil. You know, at the Miami Herald, for us, Haiti is a local story. So
right.
We've always been there, always been on the ground. But you're right. After the earthquake, the world sort of discovered Haiti after X of number of years. But for your average day Haitians, I mean, life is no different, you know, in some respect as it is in the United States. I mean, we have a huge inequality, right? There are people, the haves and the have-nots. So there are those who are employed. They get up in the morning. And usually Haitians are up by 5:30 because this is a country with issues about electricity and you don't know when you're going to get it, you know, when it's going to be taken away if you don't have the luxury of a generator. They get up, they go to work, but they have events. You know, there's a jazz festival every January that's great. There's carnivals, at least two this year. Every province or community has their own little festivals. You know, they go out, there's shows. But at the same time, you know, Haitians want stability. They want to be able to invest in something and to know that they're going to reap returns. The young people who are going to school, and they do seek higher education, but they also want to know that at the end, when they graduate, that there will be a job waiting for them, that they want to better their lives. Not all Haitians want to come to the United States. They understand that they have the ability, the possibility of being, you know, somebody important or having a great job in their own country, that is much better than, you know, of an opportunity than in a foreign land. But it's the instability, the constant unknown, you know, the fact that you can have a little storm and tomorrow it turns into this huge disaster or this earthquake that comes in and more than 300,000 people are dead. Mm-hmm. I think that is the issue with Haiti, and that is what the international community, including the United States, has been wrestling with. How do we stabilize this country politically so that you can have companies come and they can invest and you can create jobs, and that the Haitians who are there will invest their money to also further create jobs and create a stable economic environment as well as a political environment. And that is what concerns Haitians, you know, in their everyday lives. Everybody's concerned about the future, the direction of the country.
Right. Jacqueline Charles, thank you so much for just giving us this update on what's going on in Haiti.
Thank you for having me.
Jacqueline Charles is a reporter for the Miami Herald. She joined us from WLRN in Miami.